Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the human mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him.
Thou didst blow with thy winds, and the sea covered them. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Well, folks, I was able to get something put together before getting on a long flight. So we are going to cover the Minnesota rally, some things there President Trump shared, and great comms from him coming off the plane with Dan Scavino Jr. Got into more of the Olympics symbolism, Project Mockingbird, and we're going to learn about our border and Venezuela and more. Here we go.
With your vote this election, inflation will stop, the illegal aliens will be turned back, the cartels will be in retreat, crime will fall, energy prices will plummet, incomes will soar, and a world in chaos will rapidly be transformed into a planet of peace.
That happens to be Minnesota. Let's see some other things that he said real quick before I show you the crowds there.
Of anarchists and looters and Marxists came to burn down Minneapolis 4 years ago. Remember me? I couldn't get your governor to act. He's supposed to call in the National Guard or the Army, and he didn't do it. I couldn't get your governor. So I sent in the National Guard to save Minneapolis. While Kamala Harris sided with the arsonist and rioter and raised money to bail out the criminals, bail them all out of jail. Remember?
Way to go, Minnesota. It's so cool to see. Oh, I want to show you these crowds, thousands and thousands inside place there where he was holding the rally. I want to show you this. Here we go.
We will make America great again. Thank you all.
Look at that crowd, folks. Look at this place, completely packed all the way around, 360 degree view for those listening in. Man, every seat is full, and that was not all. That's not all. Why? Because just so happened, there's another 25,000 people outside. Look at this. Let's see, who recognized that? Well, President Trump had to say something.
It feels so bad. There are 25,000 people outside that cannot. If you people all go and vote, now, look.
If you all go and vote.
There's no way we lose it. There's no way we should lose this vote.
That is just phenomenal. 25,000 people, folks, showed up outside for this rally in Minnesota. And I thought Minnesota was, pretty much a liberal state, but I guess not. We've got a lot of work to do. They've got a lot of cheating that they're going to try to do. Of course, President Trump brought that up. But just a reminder that he showed up after you know, we had this huge problem at the rally where he had his ear shot, attempted assassination. The FBI basically said it was just shrapnel, right, that hit his ear because they don't want us to know what they tried to pull off. We have the Fight for America tees now in Navy. You can get them at andweknow.com or shop.andweknow.com. You guys know that we're giving 20% of the proceeds to those families and victims' families that were affected by this attempted assassination of President Trump. And so it's wonderful to see all of the people not living in fear, and they're showing up in support of President Trump, and it just makes you just live in awe each day. Now, here's Kamala Harris, in case you're looking at your screen, holding a rally in deep blue Philadelphia. Only 68 people showed up. Think about that. The next time they come up with another fake photo, 68 people show up for Kamala. And they're going to do all they can to rig the election.
If they don't cheat, we win this state easily, okay? They cheat. They have no shame. They cheat. Do you understand that, you crooked people that are most crooked? They cheat. They cheated in the last election, and they're going to cheat in this election, but we're going to get them. They used COVID to cheat. And this time they'll try and find something, but we think we have them blocked. They have no shame whatsoever. You know, the amazing thing is the press, when they write about this rally tomorrow, they'll say President Trump was here. He had a small smattering of people.
Yep, they'll lie, just like they normally do. The media. And so it's interesting because he said something that I think is very interesting. He said they cheat. They used COVID to cheat. Why would he say that? Is he basically letting us in to understand that COVID was not what they told us it was? Is that admitting that the millions of people they said that died from this thing called COVID, they kept splashing all over the television, the mainstream media, and their lies? That the only reason they released COVID was so that they could do what? Do mail-in ballots, put boxes everywhere, fill up the boxes with fake ballots, can make everybody believe that all these mail-in votes were floating in for Biden, giving him 81 million votes. And therefore give him the victory. And he's basically letting everyone know, I know how they cheated. We know how they did it. I'm going to let you know how they did it. And he's letting us know through those speeches. Now, Josh Dunlap said, and showed us this from Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, Biden election official has been arrested for widespread election fraud in Texas. Yep, they have been charged with election fraud, illegal voting, illegal vote by mail, and possession of official ballots. You don't say. Remember, this is from January 13th, 2021. Just a reminder, when these folks cheat, then yeah, they can get caught. It can happen. We have to remember this. And so let's just remember, as President Trump reminds us about old Kamala.
Almost 20 million illegal aliens to stampede into our country. If she gets another 4 years, it'll be 40 to 50 million more people in our country, and they'll be using Medicare and Social Security. They will be gone. They'll be wiped out. They'll be destroyed. There won't be a thing your government can do about it. She will kill Social Security and Medicare. As Vice President, Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking votes that created the worst inflation in half a century. I believe the worst inflation that we've ever had. You know, they don't use the real numbers. They don't use the numbers that are really, really bad. But they're bad enough to have the worst just about that anybody can ever even think of or remember, decimating working families. And if she wins, inflation will only get worse. It's going to get worse. Already energy and gasoline are going up. You see what's happening? More and more per gallon. We had it down to $1.87. We actually had it lower than that for a period of time. a Kamala Harris presidency means 4 more years of extremism, weakness, failure, chaos, and probably World War III. I really believe it. They have no, that's why this happened today in Israel. Shocking that it happened out of nowhere. A Trump victory will bring back leadership, competence, common sense, and strength to the Oval Office. That's what we had. We had no war. We had no wars. Mm-hmm. Think of it. We had no wars.
Showing what Kamala would do in 4 more years if she just happens to sneak in and they cheat on another election. And here's a video. And just to remind you guys, when I play these clips, a lot of the videos that I put out in clips, you'll actually be able to see them if you go below the video and click on the description box or even the podcast. You'll be able to click on these links and share them with your friends.
My son and I have a message for you. Except I'm going to have to speak.
A message for Kamala.
On his behalf. Because my son's buried 6 feet below me right now. I'd like you to meet Kate Christopher Webb. Oh, and this is his friend Dylan. And his other friend Ian. They all died under your watch. Look at that date. December 3rd, 2021. That was basically a year in office. Tasked with the one job to protect our kids and the people in this country. But you didn't do that, did you? In fact, you didn't do anything. And you know what happens when I don't do my job? I don't get to work there anymore. Funny how you still get to keep yours. I'd love 5 minutes in the same room with you and your houseplant of a partner. This isn't about politics. This is about something a lot more than that. This is about compassion, humanity, decency, integrity. This is about giving. About the kids in this country who have died at a rapid rate like we have never seen before. This is about young adults between the ages of 16 and 35, hundreds of thousands that have died since 2020 from a counterfeit pill. A lot of them not by their own doing, but all of it, from drugs trucked across this country, from your open borders. I know every parent that's lost a child like me is going to remember this in November, and I hope they all do. Because I will.
And that's at BusyLizzie13 on TikTok. And the first time I saw this video, just to be honest with you, I was choking up a little bit, man. It really grabbed a hold of me. And, of course, what is Kamala out there doing? She's trying to put J.D. Vance down. He's not having it. Remember, Mike Pence reveals 4 reasons he's not backing Donald Trump. We have the 4. You ready? Trump isn't a rhino. Trump can't be bought. Trump won't pay for NATO, and Trump holds Israel accountable. And so Kamala wants to go after J.D. Vance, and here's his response in Minnesota.
Now, I saw the other day Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to this country. That's the word she used, loyalty. And it's an interesting word, simplify, loyalty. Because there is no greater sign of disloyalty to this country than what Kamala Harris has done at our southern border. And I'd like to ask the Vice President, what has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country. Built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. So my question to Kamala Harris is, what the hell have you done to question our loyalty to the United States of America?
Now that got him fired up. And of course, it's great to see J.D. Vance up there. It's interesting that he sat next to me for just about a year. And I had a chance to mentor him quite a bit on some amazing things in the Marine Corps. And it's just really strange, right, that all these things are put together, right? Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. And he had so many questions, and we shared some things about the Lord also. And we went through a lot in that office. He grew a lot. And he his eyes were set on the future and going into politics in Ohio and more. And it's just amazing to have that connection. Also, that connection in the Marine Corps, you know, he said, Semper Fi, always faithful. The Marine Corps took me to different places around the world. One of those was Okinawa. I tell you what, Okinawa definitely changed my life in many ways, but probably one of the biggest ways it changed my life was just being able to go out in town and hit the local restaurants and learn about different types of food. And I don't know if you guys know, but Okinawa and many Asian cuisines, very, really good for you. I had a chance to talk to somebody about that recently with Bright Corps, and here's something to help you out. You know, all of this strange occurrences happening worldwide make you just really want to tap into your health physically and spiritually. Are you ready to take control of your health and boost your energy? Well, guess what? Bright Corps' all-natural, powerful supplements are for you. Bright Corps with, and we know, your go-to source for premium health products designed to elevate your wellness journey. You'll feel revitalized every day with the unique blends packed with nutrients and superfoods. You'll say goodbye to fatigue and hello to vibrant health. Whether you're looking to enhance your immune system or support digestion, they've got you covered. Kimchi One is one of the many products they show that will slow your aging, rejuvenate your skin, promote hair growth, and is a wonderful fermented nutrition. It simply cleans your gut, which has trillions of bacteria, both good and bad. Kimchi One will help maintain a healthy digestive system, support nutrient absorption, and bolster the immune system. So there's a special phone call that you can make with the only OCC discount. If you call 888-317-9941 right now and tell them LT sent you, that's 888-317-9941. That number is below this video in the description box. Your health is your greatest asset. Get your Kimchi One and other products from them today. Don't wait. Transform your health now.
Happened if we were president, it wouldn't have happened. It's a dangerous and terrible time for the world, and it's almost the entire fault of incompetent Biden-Harris administration. She who says that she wasn't the border czar. She wasn't the border czar for 3 years. She was the border czar. She let it be known, I am the border czar. Then she never went to the border. She's terrible. She's worse than he is, I'll tell you right now. I want to be nice. They all say, I think he's changed. I think he's changed since 2 weeks ago. Something affected him. No, I haven't changed. Maybe I've gotten worse, actually, because I get angry at the incompetence that I witness every single day, the way millions of people are pouring into our country. And that's the thing that must change, and it must change quickly. It's great.
It has to change quickly. And Kamala's not getting much support out there. And we have this clip from Amber Rose on her support for President Trump.
So ever since I've showed my support to Donald Trump, the internet has called me a clown. I'm not educated. I'm not black. They wish Donald Trump would rape my daughters. They want me to go jump off a bridge. I mean, the amount of hateful things that people are leaving under my comments, it's so disgusting. You guys are so for love and peace and unity, but actually you guys are the most hateful people. You guys are a bunch of snowflakes. You can't handle somebody just stating their opinion. You can support Kamala Harris on your page. That's fine. That's okay. I don't expect anybody or everybody to think like me. So it's just, it's wild to me.
It's wild. Folks are waking up and they're starting to notice the difference. It's happening all over the place. And I tell you, some amazing comms from Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson caught this one. Dan Scavino Jr. posted 45, that's President Trump, after a great afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee, and a great evening in St. Cloud, Minnesota. A three-second video of President Trump returning to Florida with a timestamp of 2:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, that three-second video would be something that we'd look at for number three. Good catch, Dean Erickson. Open your eyes. Finally came out that Rod and Bob were key players in the uranium scandal. Gowdy comments on Comey. History will... POTUS has everything. Not everyone is corrupt, fewer than you think. Follow Huma. Operation Mockingbird. We're going to show you a clip on that in a moment. Priority to clean out the bad actors to unite people behind the American First agenda. Many in our government worship Satan. And I'm going to show you Kamala, how she worships Satan. Yes, using symbolism, what she does with her hands. We're going to get to that in a moment. Not about the Republicans versus Democrats at this stage. Where's HRC? Clinton, why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? Trust in your president. God bless patriots. And then, of course, if you go to 2:04 a.m., the 2:04 drop is, please tell me life will get better, Q. We're growing tired and we need hope. We are winning bigly. Project Mockingbird, of course, was brought up. Interesting, because Brett Weinstein explains why the mainstream media and the CIA Operation Mockingbird all of a sudden broke.
Project Mockingbird was the project of the deep state to control us via the media. But it worked much better in an era where there were three broadcast networks. You didn't have to control that many properties. The reason that the narrative broke was because Goliath was focused on controlling the mainstream media properties, and it didn't think it had to care about the off Joe Rogan man cave stuff. Why should it care what a podcast was? Who cares what gets said on pirate radio, right? But that mattered a lot, because people, when they realized they were being lied to and they were doing harm to themselves because of those lies, tuned out the mainstream media and they started searching for information elsewhere. The punchline is, if you want to beat the deep state, what you need to do is you need to drag Goliath onto territory he doesn't understand. That's where we win.
That is where we win. And that is happening on so many platforms now. And thanks to Rumble, you know, we're taking off of YouTube. Rumble was able to create a platform, thank the Lord, that we can actually project our videos on. We've got them on BitChute, Clout Hub now. If you go to Clout Hub, you'll notice that we're there. You can actually hit translation from just about any country, and you can actually see the translation play in closed captions below our video. It's pretty cool. Something the Todd Callender put together. And so, yeah, the media can't stand it because we're out there gathering information, putting together what a lot of folks are working hard doing. This was actually posted and resent by Elon Musk. Very good video.
I, Kamala Harris, senior Democrat candidate for president, because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and In my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. Do you think the country went to sh- over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
What? How about it? These videos just get better and better every time. And so we were talking about Kamala and her symbolism. I saw this video. I thought you guys might want to check it out.
Unburdened by what has been. See what can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be?
She lifts her right hand and then points her left hand down, in case you guys are listening.
Unburdened by what has been. Have a sense of vision.
Right hand up.
About what can be.
What can be.
By what has been.
And then points her left hand down.
Be unburdened by what has been. I can't be the only one that sees that symbolism every time she says it.
What can be for what has been. She constantly does that. Showing what?
About
what we just got done showing you on that drop from Dan Scavino's post. Do you see that? Many in our government worship Satan, including this Kamala. And of course, they had their Satan worship show happen in the Olympics, and we went over that in detail the other day, but I've got a lot more on the Olympics to share with you. A lot more. And I think I'll hold off on that till a little bit later, but for now I wanted to show you that the lights actually went out in Paris. But there was one thing that was fully lit when the lights went out, if you look in the distance back left area, was the Sacré-Cœur Church, and I might be pronouncing that wrong. But anyway, we know the church is not a building. It is a body of believers, but this building just happened to be lit up. And for many of those that don't know that the church is body of believers, they think the church is a building. Well, they'll look at this and say, see, as many did on social media, look at that. After they got done mocking Jesus, the church continued to stay lit up as Paris went dark. Huh. Very interesting. So I wanted to get into a few more things before we go there. One of those would be the border and what President Trump said about this.
Paris is so extreme and unhinged that she has even declared the terms illegal alien and radical Islamic terrorism to be forbidden and unacceptable. You're not allowed to use those terms, but that's what it is. Some of it. If she's elected, she will flood our country with refugees from Hamas-controlled terrorist epicenter in Gaza, the Gaza Strip. She wants to deposit thousands of jihadist sympathizers in Minnesota. You know that. You already have enough. I mean, how the hell do you have these Congress people elected? Ilhan Omar. Now, she went to a speech when I was running. When I was first running, and I, you know, in all fairness, I never did this stuff before I'm running. And this lunatic was in the audience. She started screaming. I said, who the hell is that? And it's the same crazy person that I watch every night. She's nuts. And she gets reelected by not a lot, but she gets reelected. How do you have people like that? I'm telling you, I was making a speech, and we had a lot of people, and she was like there someplace, and she got up and started screaming. I said, that woman is insane. She's crazy. And you know what? She's become like a major voice in Congress. Can you believe it? She's a sick woman, and she's destroying your state. She's hurting our country, and we shouldn't be electing people like that. They want to turn the Middle East. Remember this. They want to Take a look at the Midwest. They want the Midwest to be just like the Middle East. That's what their plan is. Let's turn the Midwest into the Middle East. I think that's not going to work out. But we do not need a jihad in the United States of America, and we're not going to allow it. We're going to do something about it.
We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. So he's bringing up the border. And I saw this clip with Dr. Phil as he was learning about Venezuela and them shipping over all the problems to our country.
Venezuela, by the way, has the lowest murder rate ever right now. What does that tell you?
Yeah, all the murderers are gone.
They're here.
Yeah. So is it true that they're emptying prisons? I mean, is this,
this is Cuba all over again? This is not a hearsay. There was a memo by DHS last year admitting that, in fact, they knew that Venezuela's government was emptying their prison and rehabilitation centers or drug centers, releasing them on purpose because they knew with instructions to make, if you were going to get out, you're going to make your way to the U.S. That is not, we're not making that up. That's true. It was reported on, and DHS admitted that that was happening. And in fact, it has. El Tren de Aragua is heavily present in our country now.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
And DHS has, in writing, said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. We're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
We're talking about, in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had estimated how many people have come across the border.
My estimation, the official number, I think, is about to hit 10 million.
Yeah, it's about 10, 11 million. Yeah, that's the official.
But my personal opinion, I think we're about 15 to 18 million.
15 to 18 million. Boy, the truth continues to flow out. We've got it here at andweknow.com. If you guys go to our website, you'll discover so many wonderful things. You'll find all of our videos there. You'll be able to contact us through our contact page. You'll be able to connect on social media on our X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, podcasts, and more. Look what our partners are, and we've got Dr. Kirk Elliott there for you. We've got some fellowship members, OCH merch, subscribe to our newsletter. Check out the patriotlight.com. Amazing. All of our interviews are compiled together. Our partners are there. In case you forgot, you say, oh, you know, there was this ad that was playing on one of the videos, and I forgot where to find it. You can just go to andweknow.com and scroll down, and you'll find all of them located there just for you. You'll also find that when you go to our shop.andweknow.com, our Fight for America shirts are there, and you'll see that we also have our new garden flag. It's pretty cool. So we got sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more for you at shop.andweknow.com. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So what you're looking at and listening to is Barbara Butch says, I'm a love activist, DJ, and producer based in Paris. My aim is to unite people, gather humans, and share love through music for all of us to dance and make our hearts beat in unison. Music sounds better with all of us. And so she was the one that portrayed Jesus in the Last Supper. And she put on her social media site, might be Instagram, I'm not sure. Oh, yes, the New Gay Testament, referring to the picture that she took of herself with all of the transgenders, and then the picture of the Last Supper. Telecommunications company CSpire, they removed all advertising from the Olympics after they mocked Christianity in their opening ceremony. CSpire is the sixth largest wireless provider in the United States. Quote, "We were shocked by the mockery of the Last Supper during the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. CSpire will be pulling our advertising from the Olympics," the company announced on X. Wow. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves chimed in after the announcement and said, "I am proud to see the private sector in Mississippi step up and put their foot down. God will not be mocked." CSpire drew a common sense appropriate line. Oh boy. Amazing, right? That you can actually see companies do something like this. Something new. I've never really noticed that type of thing. But another thing that's interesting is millions of dollars and devoting years to producing a show only for the world to denounce it. And they pulled it off the internet so quick, off of YouTube, the Olympics. They pulled that ceremony off the internet so quick that no one could see the abomination ever again. It's truly both hilarious and evil in equal measures. That's from Concerned Citizen. So yeah, they couldn't handle all of the people that were probably writing into the Olympic staff, all of the complaining that was flowing in, especially onto their YouTube platform, and they said, remove it now, but it's too late because we still have all of the recordings. Now, another thing interesting about this is Julian's rum caught this. The code name Pioneer is a nod to Harris taking her place in history as the first black woman and Indian American woman on a major party ticket. So CNN, Kamala Harris chooses Pioneer as her Secret Service code name. Well, remember her code name because Pioneer was the first satanic priestess as VP. Look at this at the Olympics. There's two turntables that say Pioneer DJ in front of the satanic elephant seal. Guess what Kamala's Secret Service name is? Pioneer. Huh. Satanic priestess. Remember, we just showed her as above, so below in the Baphomet symbolism. Ultra Pepper Lives Matter chimed in on all of this. You have to ask yourself why no one at the time seemed to question these things, right? When we look back in retrospect, it all seems so obvious. Many have an inciting incident that awakens them out of their slumber. Yeah, many told us that 9/11 or the pandemic was their wake-up, right? It caused them to begin to doubt what the establishment was telling them, and they see through their manipulations. Once you realize they lied to you about something so sinister and massive, you can no longer see the world in the same light. You begin to question everything. You realize the mainstream media is largely there to deceive you. You become unpsyopable. Unpsyopable. What a name. What a word. Okay, they use our ignorance against us and mock us to our faces. They think we are stupid, and in many cases, we really are. There's a reason why Christ calls his people sheep. They need shepherding. But we cannot use that as an excuse to remain in an impoverished level of discernment. It is Christ who once said, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Let us become wise to their schemes and games and become a people that their tricks no longer work on. And when they mock us in public like they did in the 2012 Olympics and for years on end, we won't be clapping. We will be pointing out the truth to the neighbor next to us and causing a domino effect that the elite at the top fear the most. They fear and awaken people. And light overcomes darkness. Now, let's go back to August 19th, 2020, shall we? With President Trump.
Is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind.
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow.
How about that? Mocking President Trump with that question, not you know, they're making fun of him. Oh, there's this talk that you're, you know, stopping these people that are satanic, blah, 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 blah. Is that a bad thing? And that was all on full display as they placed this blue Smurf man with a bunch of flowers. Happened to catch this. Somebody showed the Q drop, February 12, 2018. Flowers and gardens learn the hidden symbolism. What does a flower represent? What does deflower represent? You ready for this? Think children, think slaves, think sheep. And there we have this particular guy as a Smurf, a blue person. Now, if you want to learn more about the Smurfs, it's probably going to shock you, but I'm going to play this anyway on what the Smurfs actually represent.
Beneath the benevolent appearance of the Smurfs lies the reality of evil demons. Hello, I am Smurfette, one of the Smurfs. We always take the souls of children on full moon days and put them...
Now, I don't like to hear all this weird, strange, kind of a horror type theme, so I'm going to read what this Smurf person is saying. We always take the souls of children on full moon and put them in snow drifts until the following spring when mushrooms grow under the snow drifts. This is, remember, I'm reading this because I don't want to hear that weird music anymore. In our new lives are born, a blue skin is a sign of frostbite. And a white hat means it's covered in snow. And Gargamel is actually based on a real character, a very good German wizard. He was born in a small village in Spain in the 12th century. Because of his poor family, his mother put him in a basket at the door of the monastery and was adopted by the monks. Unfortunately, as the years went by, the people who cared for Gargamel passed away one after another, and he was very sad. So he raised a cat. In fact, this cat helped Gargamel destroy our evil, as for the idea that our nature is actually based on the seven deadly sins. Greedy Smurf represents greedy. Envy and pride are represented. Brainy Smurf. Grouchy Smurf represents sloth. Hefty Smurf represents anger. Greedy Smurf represents gluttony. And Smuffette represents lust. And our dad is the only elf wearing red, which is the color of the devil. Therefore, we attract evil to the world, and it is the Gargamel's duty to protect the earth from these us. So remember, don't hold a grudge against Gargamel. Huh. Anybody know that? They bring these things out, show it to you. Everybody says, oh, look at the little Smurfs. And then they grab them and buy them and put them into their homes, and they have no idea what they represent. Huh. Also, just don't forget, with all the symbolism that's been going on, don't forget that the Olympics took no time whatsoever to begin mocking Christ with the transsexual Last Supper. But take a look back at 2022 Commonwealth Games, where they bow to Moloch as a symbol of light. They're showing it on your screen. This is real, people. If people aren't waking up to the spiritual war at this point, then they truly need to open their eyes. It's literally staring at them in the face, but God wins. And so I wanted to play a clip. It's a few minutes long. To kind of give you an idea from this young man, and I put it in the description box below if you want to grab this clip and share it. It's it's about, I think, 5 or 6 minutes, but I wanted you to hear him out because he does a good job.
All right, so most people are going to be pretty aware that the opening ceremony of the Olympics had a lot of anti-Christian rhetoric put into it, but it's actually way worse than what you think. So obviously making a demonic version of the Last Supper is a very apparent and very clear attempt at mocking Jesus, even though the Last Supper actually has nothing to do with the real Jesus. It's an image, which means that it's not associated with the actual God of the Bible, but still they think it is, and that was their intention, was to bash the God of the Bible. What most people did not notice is seeing this, which was actually a glorification of a Hindu god called Vishnu, which is a demon, which even in the Hindu religion, they believe that Vishnu has many avatars. One of those avatars is Ishtar. Ishtar, if you just do a quick Google on this, you'll find that this is true. Ishtar is the goddess of transgenderism. See, back in ancient times, the priestess was possessed by this demon, and this demon would actually bring the little boys up to her, and she would castrate children and force them to be raised as females instead of males. This was a common practice that existed for thousands of years in multiple different cultures. This demon appeared as Ishtar, as Isis, as Aphrodite, as Venus, and many, many, many others. The same way that Baal has appeared as Odin or as Zeus, or the same way that Moloch has appeared as Yule or Planned Parenthood. There are specific demons that constantly are around us. There are constantly being worshipped in every society going back. There's three particular that we can see. So what they were doing was not only trying to bash Jesus, but they were also doing things specifically that have been done in the past to glorify demons and to bring worship to those demons. Another wonderful little piece of the symbolism that I'd like to show you is this. Now I see a lot of people thinking like, oh, Revelation 6:8, it's a pale horse. No. The actual translation for Revelation 6:8 is, I looked and I saw a pale horse, pale green, and his rider's name was Death, and Hades followed close behind him. And they were given authority to kill 1/4 of the earth with the sword, with plague, with famine, and wild animals. That wasn't the horse that you saw, because that horse says it's a pale green in the actual text, like a sick, sickly green, a pale green. The horse that we saw last night was a white horse, which is actually the first horse. Now, there's a few different interpretations of that, which one of them we can disprove quickly. One of the interpretations is that the rider of the white horse is Jesus. We know that this isn't the case because Jesus is the lamb that's unsealing the seven scrolls in which hold the apocalyptic horsemen. See, when Jesus comes, he's riding on a white horse, symbolically. But he's carrying a double-edged sword that is proceeding out of his mouth. The first horse, the white horse, is carrying a bow, and he's going to conquer. He's going to dominate the world. He's going to win battles with a bow. Now we see this cloaked figure riding a white horse, coming to conquer, as a mocking image of Jesus on the white horse. So the other interpretation of this, and the most common one, the one that is most likely to be the accurate interpretation based on the context of Scripture, that this would be the beast of Revelation or the Antichrist. So quite literally, this was symbolic of these people who are actively worshiping the devil in public on a global scale, saying that the Antichrist, that Satan incarnate, is here. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know, but that was definitively their intention. It wasn't just this thing to be happy and inclusive and accepting with these people that are just trying to make a mockery of God in every possible fashion. But no, these people were actively doing things to bring glory to demons and to Satan himself on a global scale. This was a massive form of actual satanic worship that was being pushed onto millions of people worldwide. We see many times in the Bible that Ishtar, the demon of transgenderism, is often associated with Baal, which Baal, according to Mark, Jesus said that Baalzebub, or the Greek transliteration is Beelzebub, is literally Satan himself. So Baal, that demon that is seen prevalently in multiple different societies, multiple different cultures, that one is literally Satan himself. And Ishtar is always the demon that's going close with him in almost every context. So Odin and Yule for the Norse. We have Zeus and we have Aphrodite or Hera. Stay with me on this for just a minute. When you have the Olympic ceremony traditionally lighting a torch outside of the ruins of the temple of Hera, and that lighting of the torch was always done to praise Zeus, to bring honor and glory to Zeus, which is Satan. It was always a man and a woman that did this. But now it was a man and a symbol of Ishtar. Baal was now again being worshipped publicly with Ishtar, with that demon of transgenderism. I want you to think about this. The Bible is very clear that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Our battle is not with people, our battle is with the demons that are constantly trying to win them, to steal them, to take them. And we see that people in this world love the devil. They love demons. That's abundantly clear, especially after last night. This is why Paul says that Satan is the lowercase g god of this world. It's not because Satan actually has authority on this world or power over this world. It's that most people on this world worship Satan. Be it intentional or unintentional, every false religion is devil worship. If you have a false Jesus, you worship Satan pretending to be Jesus while blasphemously using his name. You can find evidence for that in Deuteronomy 32, Psalm 106, Leviticus 17, and 1 Corinthians 10. Just really think about what you're letting your kids watch whenever you're letting them watch these very evil, demonic things. There is a world that hates God. You have to decide which side you're on.
So there's a world that hates God. Decide what side you're on. And we know that the prince of the power of the air, Satan, god of this world, right, little g, he's been doing this for a long time. And if you guys didn't remember the 1992 Barcelona Olympics showing the COVID pandemic they were planning. That's right. You had the cells. Remember, they were bringing in the coronavirus. Remember this? We showed this to you a long time ago. And they actually basically on a ship of fools on the sea of cells, right? But wait, it gets crazier. Mankind ready to fight in a battle, so they're fighting this battle. Mankind's fighting this battle. They take a look at this. You've got, they look at this killer cell right here. You'll get a better picture of it here in a moment, and then it's made of dead humans. That's right. If you had any doubt that this was a public ritual, and that everything took place right here in 1992, it's taking place right now in 2021, right? 24, 21 is when this took place. The virus, you get the Black Hydra that we were all talking about back then. And so they were already showing the symbolism even back then. They always do it in forms and areas where you're going to have a billion people watching. Seems like it's always the same, right? And then, of course, that leads into these liars. This guy comes out, Cuomo, basically, you know, telling you that he didn't do anything wrong.
If we went through something like it again, do you believe that who would be mandated to get the vaccine would be much more narrow?
Yes. I talked to a lot of businesses, a lot of CEOs and kind of heads of human resources, and their big question is there any way to get workers back full time without mandating a vaccine? And I say, yeah, you gotta like reduce the number of people in there by a third or a half, make sure everybody's wearing a mask, test everybody twice a week. And they're like, for how long? And I'm like, probably for the next few years.
Crazy. Yeah.
And they just look at me and think, no. I'm like, or you can just mandate a vaccine. I say this to my public health friends, and I remind them that the history of mandates in public health is not a glorious history. A lot of quote-unquote hesitant people, when you push them a little bit, they don't cry foul. They don't claim that, like, this is a huge violation of their civil liberties. They just get vaccinated. In general, you don't want to use mandates unless you absolutely have to. And I say that as somebody who supported vaccine mandates early on. Publicly, I'm pretty pro mandates. But I'm also someone who ended all the vaccine mandates when I was at the White House, because I felt like the era of mandates was well past its prime. You know, we always think of choice as this wonderful thing, but sometimes choice is a burden for some people. You should use mandates rarely. You should use it very narrowly. And sometimes you want to do something, but the social pressure around you makes it hard. And if we make it easier for people, I get why people did it. I get why I was supportive of it initially.
So there you are. Back and forth, back and forth. Elon Musk posted this. It's been 3 years. Shouldn't all the unvaccinated be dead by now? Interesting that Elon would actually post that on X. And what we've noticed, of course, and I've shared this over and over and over again, the COVID lie that played out in front of everyone was just to get the fear going so that everyone would run to get a jab put inside of them. And so as this all plays out, again, a reminder, there's somebody at the age of 24 bragging on social media about getting the jab and now gone, heart attack. You just scroll through all of these hundreds, thousands, and you've got just one wake-up call after another. A doctor bragging on social media, 6 COVID-19 vaccination done, 2 primary, 2 boosters. Well, that person is gone. It just breaks your heart and it makes us realize that we need to stick together, care for one another, especially through these difficult times. To help us get out of these times, President Trump actually went to a Bitcoin 2024 conference, and he said this about our money.
Those of you in this room inherit the legacy of generations of American pioneers and patriots, risk takers and renegades who settled this continent, built the modern world, and lived on the bleeding edge. You live on a bleeding edge. You do know that, Bitcoiners, don't you? You are the modern day Edisons and Wright brothers and Carnegies and Henry Fords, and what you do in your lifetime stands a chance to outlive us all and inspire humanity for generations to come. This will go down as a very important day in the history of your industry. Together, you are building America's future with your own smarts, your own grit, and your own skin in the game. You have a lot of skin in the game, and that's what you're doing. It takes courage to do it. Most people don't have that courage. My job will be to set you free and to let you do what Americans do best and what you're going to do better than anybody. Win, win, win. You're going to win, win, win.
All of that playing out for just a reminder that there are good things that are going to be happening. And President Trump, you know, we had a chance to talk about this with Dr. Kirk Elliott, bank failures, political chaos, Middle East tension, control by fear, CrowdStrike. Remember, we said that happened. And gold and silver is going to thrive in some other areas. And so if you guys are interested, just go to that video that we released yesterday. And you'll see that we had a chance to talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott about so many things. And you can actually have the same discussions at amweknow.com/gold below this video. And you will be so encouraged. So encouraged, especially with the support that he provides and many others. It's so refreshing. And so I wanted to make sure that we end today's video with something I thought was very, very interesting. We had Tina Zimmerman post it. Before I get there, it's just a reminder that as we go through and we look at these decodes that people put together, it's amazing, right? We collect all this. We show you people that have the ability to catch on to things timestamps, seconds on videos, and more, and allows us to kind of see how things would play out for us day in and day out in helping us through the strange, strange world that we live in now. Many people are waking up. And part of that wake-up call would occur when we had the start, 1999, JFK Jr. crash, right? The start. And so, interesting, because Tina posted this. Wanted to play this clip of JFK Jr. and what he had to say about the 40 years prior to the 40 years forward with JFK Jr. and what it would play out to be.
The most important thing people need to realize is that the next 40 years are going to be nothing like the last 40. The people that are in La La Land, they'll find that out. Nothing could be further from the truth. It was going to be hell on earth. Well, guess what? Somebody said they were going to do something. And they're going to follow through with it. Because he said, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. And before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose that plot. That was JFK. And right now, as crazy as it sounds, he's the president of the United States of America. You'll find out.
Interesting. The next 40 years are going to be different than the last 40. When was this recorded? I'm not sure. But it makes me understand and know that we know JFK Jr. said that he was going to make sure that all those that took out his father would pay for what they have done. And so each day we wake up to just another scenario, another part of this journey. And we're wondering, when is this going to end? Well, I think we have another couple of years for the end of all of this, but we're going to continue to go through many victories, I believe, and that's my theory. I don't know the future. Nobody does. There are many that claim that they hear from God and that He communicates with them and they're able to share things out to everyone, but there's a lot of folks that could pull that off. I would say that we stay in the Word of God. We stay on our knees in prayer. And we stay close to Him. Personally. And then we gather together, right? Where two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be in the midst with them. And we can go to the throne, His throne, boldly with our requests. He already knows what we're going to ask for before we even ask. Let's not forget that as we move forward, as the enemy continues to try to push out all types of information on this world to try to destroy it and put it into fear. We're waking up. They're losing. Let us never forget that.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for so many out there that you've touched to use their gifts of putting out information to help all of us as we move forward. Thank you for the teams that you put together for many years to destroy this enemy. Not only that, to wake up many to evil. And with evil comes joy, the opposite of evil, joy. And we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we know that God is love. You are love. And we ask that you continue to give us the guidance and clarity of mind and the ability to talk to those who need support, especially in strange times that we live in today. We ask that for all of those that are out on the front lines, even President Trump and his family, that they would be given full protection and allow us to continue to expose evil and share the joy of the Lord with those around us. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great weekend. We're going to do all we can to try to get other shows out this week on time. And we just need your prayers for that as we are doing all types of moving as we get ready to get on a cruise ship August 11th. So, again, thank you for all of your love and support. We sincerely appreciate if you hit that follow button, subscribe, and the like button. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the human mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him.
Thou didst blow with thy winds, and the sea covered them. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.